Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the top at the two dots. Val HaYirakos Aymer. So the Mishnah said, on Yirakos, on vegetables, you make a Borei Pri Adama. So in the context of the Mishnah, it mentions Yirakos, and it also mentions that on bread, on Paz, you make a Maitzi. So we make a comparison, the Gemara is going to make a comparison between the two. Kitani Yirakos, Duma de Paz. So the Mishnah taught Yirakos, and in a similar way, the Yirakos, the state of the vegetables, can be in the same state as the bread. Ma pasha nishtan al yidei ha'or, just like the bread. You took the wheat from the ground, and it was transformed, it was changed through the medium of fire, and it made into bread. And the bracha is a maitzi. It doesn't lose its characteristic just because it was transformed by fire. So afyirakas namish in the shtanu they are. So therefore, we want to say that by vegetables, we make an adama not only on raw vegetables, but even on cooked vegetables. Even though it was cooked and transformed by the fire, it does not lose its characteristic. It retains its state as yirakas, and therefore you still make a borei pri adama. We learn out from here that cooked vegetables, you make an adoma. It does not lose its characteristic as yirakos just because it's cooked, and you still make an adoma. Dorish Rav Chisa Mishum Rabbeinu Man Rav, who's Rabbeinu with Rav, shlokos mevorchen alem bori pri adoma. So Rav said that on cooked vegetables, you make an adoma. Rabbi Seinu, Hayordim Eretz Yisrael, Mana Ula Mishmed Rav Yechanan. So Ula said, in the name of Rav Yechanan, Omer Shlokos Mevorchen Alem Shahakol Niyeh Bidvorei. He says, no, that shlokos, cooked vegetables, they do lose their identity through the cooking, and you only make a shahakol. Vani Oimer, and he says that I say, meaning to resolve both of these, and they're not necessarily arguing, is as follows. Kol shetchilosa bari pri hadoma. Anything that initially, if you ate it raw, would be hadoma. You'd make an adoma. Meaning that this vegetable, the primary state that it's in, the intention for the people where they plant it, where it's normally eaten is in its raw state. If where it's normally eaten, a vegetable that's normally eaten in its raw state, and therefore you'd make an adoma, because that's the primary purpose of this vegetable, to be eaten in that manner. Shalkoi, if you cook it, shahakol niyeh bidvorei, then the bracha becomes a shahakol. Meaning, what he's saying is that it really depends on the way most people eat this vegetable. If the primary use of this vegetable is eaten primarily in a raw state, then the bracha, Chazal or Misak in the bracha, in the way that it's eaten in its primary state, where it's primarily eaten, in its most chashiva state. If people normally eat it raw, that means its chashivas, its importance is primarily when it's raw. So that the bracha, the special bracha that they were misakin, a special bracha they were misakin to give praise to Hashem, is when it's eaten in that state. So therefore, if you cook it, now that becomes the secondary use of the bracha. Then this bracha, secondary use of the fruit, of the vegetable, the bracha was not established for the secondary use, only for the primary. And therefore, the bracha is shahakol. But however, if when it's raw, the bracha would be shahakol, meaning that it's generally not eaten raw. It's generally eaten cooked. So therefore, the special bracha that Chazal were misaken was in the cook state. That's when it has the most chashivas, when the vegetable is the most chashiv. Then sholka bar pri adama. Then if you eat it raw, and then that's not in the most chashivas state, it's shakal. You cook it, you make the bracha is adama. So really what he's saying is that it's not necessarily an argument. It really depends how it's eaten, generally eaten. And the bracha of adama is when it's in its most choshuva state, when it's most significant, and that's when we give the special praise to Hashem. If it's generally eaten raw, then the bracha raw is adama, and cooked is shakal. If it's generally eaten cooked, raw is then shakal, cooked is adama. Now, as Physis points out, even though we're making a comparison to pas, it's not necessarily like pas, because pas by bread, the transformation through heat really changes it, le'iluya, makes it much better. From wheat, it becomes bread. But over here, what we're saying is that cooking, you make an adoma, is doesn't necessarily have to be better. It's that if cooking it, if it cooks, you can still make an adoma as long as it's generally eaten that way. It doesn't necessarily have to be better as long as it's generally eaten that way. So we'll see a little bit more on this matter. So the Gemara says, an example of something which is not generally eaten raw, it's generally eaten cooked. So therefore, if it's raw, you make a shahakol. If it's cooked, you make an adoma. We find an example, we find it with cabbages or beet or pumpkins. So those are things that are not generally eaten raw, they're eaten cooked. Eat it raw, it's shahakol. You eat it cooked, it's an adoma. What's an example of something that's generally eaten raw? And if you eat it raw, it's an adoma. If you cook it, it's only a shahakol. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mishkachos. The example is betumi v'kartim. You find it with garlic and leek. And Tosis asks the question, well, we see that garlic and leek, you eat it when it's cooked. You don't generally eat it when it's raw. It's much better when it's cooked. So Tosis says, when we cook garlic and leek, we cook it with other ingredients. We cook it with meat, we cook it with other ingredients, with spices. But if it would be simply boiled, then it would be eaten rather raw than cooked. So therefore, we say on these, this is an example of things that are some things that are eaten generally cooked and not raw. So generally, things that are eaten raw and not cooked. Now, what about things that are equal? So Tosafos says, for example, what about apples? Some people eat raw apples and some people eat cooked apples. So Tosafos said, things that are equal, then we make a eitz in that case, or in vegetables. On adoma, we make it in both situations. There's not one which is considered the primary, and one is considered only the secondary. In that case, we would make the special bracha in both situations. Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Shmuel Shlokais Mevorach Malem Bar Pri Adom. So Shmuel says, cooked vegetables, you make an adom. V'chavareinu Ayur Meretz Yisrael Umana Ula Mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Ula said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Omar Shlokais Mevorach Malem Shahakol Namidvor. He says, you only say a shahakol. And I say, now this is opposed to the approach that we just said, that there's not really a necessarily a machloikis. It really depends on the circumstances, how it's generally eaten. But he says, it's a machloikis, and it's a friedike machloikis, it's a machloikis tanoim. Legabi Pesach to be yoitz for matzah on Pesach. It can be yoitzah, berakik, ashori, a wafer that's soaked in water, umavushal shloinimuch, and even if it is cooked, as long as it's not dissolved. That's what Rameh says. That you can still be yoitz of the mitzvah of matzah. But Rav Yosi Omer, yoitzim berakik ashori, a wafer which is soaked, you can be yoitz avaloi b'mevushal afal pi shelo nimuach, but not with cooked matzah, even if it has not been dissolved. So apparently we have a machloikis, if by cooking it loses its identity. It seems to me that according to Rameh, as long as it's not dissolved, even though you cook it, the matzah has not lost its identity, but according to Rav Yosi, it does lose its identity. And similarly, the Gabi the Bracha, it would be contingent on the same criteria. Does it lose its identity through cooking or not? And therefore, is the Bracha Adam or Shahakal? The Gemara says, Elohi, you cannot compare the two cases. The Kuli Alma Shalok is Mevorach HaLem Bari Pri Adam. Really, I'll tell you that by cooking, it does not lose its identity. And therefore, cooked vegetables, you would make an Adama. What's the machlokes legabe matzah? Vadkan loikom Rav Yosi hasam ela mishum to be in a town matzah v'leka. The reason he says, Rav Yosi, that you cannot be yaitse with cooked matzah is not because it loses identity, it's because it loses its flavor. You have to have the taste of matzah as well, and by cooking it, it loses its taste. Aval hocha afilu Rav Yosi maida, but over here, even Rav Yosi would maida that the vegetables do not lose their identity, and you would make an adoma. Cooked vegetables make an adoma. Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, Rav Yochanan, but Rav Binyamin bar Yefes had a different version of what Rav Yochanan said. Rav Chiya bar Abba said that Rav Yochanan said make an adoma, but Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, he had a different version. He said Rav Yochanan says Shlokas mevarchalem shakol lebidvara. You only make a shakol. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kava ula shabeshta k'Rav Binyamin bar Yefes. Ula that reported in the name of Rav Yochanan that Rav Yochanan said Shahakol, he, it was ingrained in him the sheet of Rav Binyamin ben Yefes, meaning, according to the way some Rishonim learned, is that he didn't hear it directly from Rav Yochanan, he heard it quoted by Rav Binyamin ben Yefes, and that's why he reported it that way. But he didn't hear it directly from Rav Yochanan. Tzahiv or Rav Zeri, he wondered, why in the Beis Medrash are we reporting both opinions? Why are we even talking about and bringing the opinion of Rav Binyamin ben Yefes if Rav Chiya bar Abba reported differently? Rav Chiya bar Abba daik v'gamish meitz of Rav Yochanan Rabbi. He was very careful and diligent to be exact in what his Rebbe Rav Yochanan said, so we can rely on his report. But Rav Binyamin bar Yefes loy daik, he was not so careful, so we can't rely on him if we have Rav Chiya bar Abba who says opposite. Va'in Rav Chiya bar Abba called Lawson Yaimi Maharat Almude Kamed Rav Yochanan. Every 30 days he would chazer his learning in front of Rav Yochanan. In front of Rav Yochanan Rabbi, his Rabbi, Rav Binyamin bar Yefes loy Maharat. But Rav Yochanan did not chazer every 30 days in front of Rav Yochanan. So we can rely more on Rav Binyamin bar Yefes. The mashmalos of the Gemara is that he chazered everything he learned every 30 days. Tosfos amends this. He says it doesn't mean everything he learned. It means whatever he learned within the last 30 days, he chazered over and in front of Rav Yochanan. Perhaps we have a makor over here that those who have the minig to take a bechena every 30 days and what they learned during the past 30 days. I'll call upon him. In any event, we have a Maisa Shahoya, that there was this bean, the Trumusa bean, that they boiled it 7 times in a pot. It was boiled 7 times. And they ate it for dessert. They brought it for dessert. Also, and they asked Rav Yochanan, what's the bracha on it? You see clearly that even if it's boiled, you make an adoma. I saw that he had a salted olive, as Rashi and Tosfos point out, it was salted and salted for a period of time, so that the salt now it has a din of that is maliach is keroseach. That's salted and remain in the heavy salting for a period of time, it's like it's roasted, it's like it's been transformed through heat. And so he had the salted olive and he made a bracha, bracha rishoina and a bracha achroina. Now, if you say that the boiling, it still retains its identity, it doesn't lose its identity, so then we understand the bracha tchila v'soif, it still retains its identity as an olive, as a fruit of the tree, bracha rishon is eitz, and bracha achrona is mein sholosh. There we have, I understand, but if you tell me that by boiling it, it loses its identity, so bracha rishayna would be shakal, I would understand. What would be the bracha achrayna? You wouldn't make aleis valpriyeh, so what's a bracha achrayna? So doesn't that prove that it retains its identity even though it was salted? Where it says no. No, maybe the bracha achrayna is not ala eitz, it's barayna foshes. So you have no proof. Maybe the bracha rishon was shakol and bracha achrayna was barayna foshes. So we don't have a raya. Mosif Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Yerok, Yishadam Yoitza Bem Yedei Chavasa BePesach, the vegetables that you can be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Morer on Pesach, Yoitza Ben, Ubakalaksha. You can be Yoitza with the leaf and the stalk, Avaloi Kavushim, but not if they're in the state, if they're pickled, Avaloi Shlokin, Avaloi Mivisholim, and not cooked, not overcooked, and not regular cooking. So cooked vegetables, you cannot be yoitza the mitzvah morar with cooked vegetables. Now, if you're telling me that it still retains its identity even though it was boiled, why can you not be yoitza with boiled vegetables for morar? Morar says no. You can't prove anything from this because shiny hasen to be in a tam morar v'leka. Perhaps it retains its identity. But similar to what we said before, by matzah, you have to have the taste of the morer. And by boiling it, it will lose its taste. But as far as bracha is concerned, perhaps it still retains its identity and you would make an adoma. So from the fact that you cannot be yoitz the mitzvah morer with it, doesn't prove anything l'gabi bracha, because by morer, you need the tam of the morer, the taste of the morer. We said previously that Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha on the salted olive. So we're assuming there was one olive and it was salted, he made the bracha. But he obviously didn't eat the pit. The pit's not edible, so it's the size of an olive. Once you remove the pit, the size of the fruit of what's remaining is less than the size of an olive, of a zayas. So once you remove the pit, you have a less than the size of an olive. You're missing the shiur. And to make the bracha, you have to have a shiur. So how can then he make the bracha? So Tosis points out, and that this is only when we need, say you need the shiur, that this is only legabi the bracha achreina. The kasha would be on the tzad that the bracha achroina is ala eitz, is me'ein sholosh. The bracha achroina, how can you make the bracha achroina? You're missing a bracha rishina, the first bracha, you would make the bracha even if it's less than a zayis. The more question is the bracha achroina. Now Taisus has a diun. Is this a consideration only if this is on the bracha, on the tzad that the bracha is me'ein sholosh, was al eitz, or even by borin nefashos, even if you need a shear by borin nefashos as well. And so what the most rishonim learn, and most paiskim learn, that the shear is a requirement for the bracha achroina, even for borin nefashos. Salkal ponim, how can he make the bracha achroina botzer le shiura, you're missing the shir of a zayas, on le misarvas kazayas godol be, and when we say to make a bracha achroina, you need a shir of kazayas, we don't mean a big olive. That's not the shir of kazayas. We don't need a kazayas godol, it's kazayas beinani beinan, we need a middle-size olive. And the olive that they brought for Rabbi Yochanan to eat was Zayis Gadol. That was a large olive. Even though they removed the pit, what was remaining was the size of a middle size, a medium olive. So even though they removed the pit, you still have, the shear was still remaining. When they said the shear of kazayas, that measurement, it's not a big one, not a small one, it's the medium one, the middle side. And that's what's called the zayas, it's given the name aguri. It's not really aguri, rather the name is avruti. Some say the name is really Samrusi. So why was it nicknamed? Why was it given the name Aguri? Because the oil is collected inside of it. Meaning, as opposed to other fruit, where the fruit is really part and parcel of the flesh, the juice rather is really part and parcel of the flesh of the fruit. Over here, by this olive, it's over there, it's ready to be squeezed out. It's not ingrained that deeply in the flesh of the fruit. It's as if it would be collected inside of it, like collected in a container that's ready to be drawn out of it. As opposed to, let's say, an apple for instance, where the fruit, to get the juice of the apple, it really, you have to squeeze the extract it from the flesh itself. You don't really see the difference, the juice and the fruit, the difference between them is not really discernible. Here it's augur b'seichel.